Upstate's former Upstate Outlook publication has been transformed into a new consumer health magazine, now called Upstate Health, and it's filled with lots of information of interest to health-conscious people of Central New York. And joining us this morning to tell us all about it is Amber Smith, senior editor and writer in marketing and communications at Upstate Medical University, and she's the editor of this new magazine. For those of you who don't yet know Amber, her background covering health and medicine for more than 23 years at the Post Standard means that she brings with her a journalist's eye for news and interesting information. Welcome, Amber.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in today. So what's in this magazine?
Well, we've turned it into a consumer health publication. So obviously there's medical and health stories, but there's also a mix of stories about other things that are important in our lives. Our jobs, our community, our food and nutrition, and leisure time.
So tell me a little bit about what's in this first issue. What are some of the things we could see?
Well, we feature Dr. Thomas Welch, our head of pediatrics here, and he's quite the avid hiker and outdoorsman, and he is giving his recommendations for hikes for people who have never hiked and people who are more advanced.
How about the nutrition side? Is there something, I saw something, a wonderful recipe for shrimp and avocado salsa.
Yes,
from an upstate chef, which really
one of our upstate chefs has agreed
my interest.
To every issue, he'll have a different recipe in there, and he's come up with some real inventive things.
And there was something I saw by humorist Jeff Kramer, which was really very interesting. I guess he had a health scare, and now he's very interested in health and writing about it.
Yes, and we're very excited to have him be a part of this publication, as well as the What's Up at Upstate blog that sort of ties into some of this. Yes, he thought he was having a heart attack, and it was sort of the scare that he needed to kind of get himself on a healthier trajectory.
Unfortunately, fortunately, when that happens, that can be the sequelae. That can be the outcome of it. But it's too bad that we have to get to that point.
Way of looking at it. It's not to bring people down, but it's serious stuff that he went through. But he has a nice way of looking at
it. Well, being a humorist.
It.
So with so much going on here at Upstate, how do you choose what to focus on? Because I know you're doing it for the blog as well.
It's such a rich environment full of stories. It's really more of a choice of what do you not get to. There's just so much to stay busy with. We make selections for the magazine, but then we put other content on the What's Up blog, and listeners can go there. It's www.upstate.edu/whatsup, WHATSUP. And we try to have something on there every day, every other day or so.
Boy, that must
something they might not hear about otherwise.
Yeah, it must keep you busy. But, as I found since I've begun working here, there is just so much happening. It's really hard to keep your fingers on all of it.
There really is. And when I worked at the newspaper, it was even more of a challenge because I covered the community, not just Upstate. Now I get to focus exclusively on Upstate, and I'm still as busy.
So what do you think people can look forward to going forward? What are the kinds of things you think you'll be particularly focusing on?
Well, we're showcasing the experts that we have right here in-house. One of the features I'm most excited about is about caregivers, from our caregivers, advice for caregivers. So many people in our community are finding themselves thrust in this role, and we have some people here, our whole staff, that's what most of them do all day, is take care of people who need help. So in this first issue, we talked about how to bathe an elderly loved one.
Very important.
Just some real hands-on news you can really use. In our upcoming issues, we're talking about how to feed someone who has a swallowing difficulty.
Wow.
So I'm trying to pick some things that can really connect.
Yeah, really be useful, as you said. So where can people find the magazine?
Well, we are distributing it all over campus at different waiting rooms and at doctor's offices and that sort of thing. We're also mailing some copies out to people who've been patients here previously. We've extended it to some of the fitness centers throughout the community, but we're also willing to send it to people who would like to subscribe. They can go to the blog, the What's Up blog, or they can send an email to whatsup@upstate.edu, including their name and address and email. We also have this available electronically, and that they can get to from the blog as well if they don't want the paper copy.
If they wanted the paper copy, can they call Upstate Connect?
as well. Yes, they can also call Upstate Connect.
That's 464-8668. So,
yes.
Because some people still like the old-fashioned hold it in your lap when you're sitting with a cup of coffee kind of stuff.
Right.
So that sounds great. Well, there's just so much happening on campus with the blog and this new vehicle. I think you're really going to help people stay up to date on what's happening at Upstate, but also give them really important news that they can, health news they can use. So
we hope so.
Sounds really great. Thanks. You know, Amber, we're so glad you're on board. I mean, you are an incredible asset to our whole operation. So it's wonderful to have you. Thanks again for everything. Amber Smith is the senior editor and writer in the Marketing Communications Department at Upstate Medical University, and she is the editor of the new magazine called Upstate Health and also works on the What's Up blog at upstate.edu. We have to take a short break, but we'll be right back, so please stay right there. I'm Linda Cohen. This is Health Link on Air, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.